Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, January 25th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in Genesis chapter 22 in Psalm 46, and we'll read Mark chapter 10 beginning in verse 32, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. Today in Genesis, we're going to see Abraham being tested by God. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father?"
"Yes, my son," Abraham replied.
"The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together.
When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham."
"Here I am," he replied.
"Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me." Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together for Beersheba. And Abraham stayed in Beersheba. Sometime later, Abraham was told, "Milcah is also a mother. She has borne sons to your brother Nahor: Uz the firstborn, Buz his brother, Kemuel the father of Aram, Kesed, Hazo, Pildash, Jidlop, and Bethuel. Bethuel became the father of Rebekah. Milcah bore these eight sons to Abraham's brother Nahor. His concubine, whose name was Ramal, also had sons: Teba, Gaham, Tahash, and Makkah. Before we move on, I just want to address this story with Abraham and Isaac and the story of God asking Abraham to sacrifice Isaac as a burnt offering. This is a testing, as it says in the very beginning, in verse 1. Sometime later, God
tested Abraham. If we look down at verse 8, we see that Abraham knows that God will provide. He says, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. Abraham believed so much and trusted in God that God could do the impossible, that if he had to sacrifice Isaac, that God would raise Isaac from the dead. We know this is not the story, right? We know that the angel of the Lord calls down from heaven and stops Abraham from sacrificing his son, and he provides an animal in the thicket instead. It's a difficult story, and it gives us a lot to think about. But again, we are reminded in verse 14, this place was called the Lord will provide. So Abraham is learning valuable lessons. One, when he and Sarah heard from God that she would have a baby, they learned that with God, all things are possible. And also here, that the Lord will provide. Let's move over to the Psalms now. Today we're reading Psalm 46. This psalm has a special place in my heart because one of the groups I was in last year, we memorized this psalm together. I love the first verse, which reminds us that God is a refuge and our strength. And then in verses 2 and 3, it seems that everything around the sons of Korah who are singing this song is going wrong. The earth is falling into the heart of the sea. The mountains quake with their surging. So it seems as though the world is collapsing. But then there's a turn in verse 4, and it's a picture of the new heavens and the new earth. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. And then there's this peacefulness in verses 5 and 6. God is within her. She will not fall. Okay, I better go ahead and read the psalm before I give you an expository sermon on the fly. Psalm 46, for the director of music of the sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And now turning over to the book of Mark. Today we are in Mark chapter 10, starting in verse 32. They were on their way up to Jerusalem with Jesus leading the way. And the disciples were astonished, while those who followed were afraid. Again, he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him. We are going up to Jerusalem, he said, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him, and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. They replied, let one of us sit on your right and the other at your left in your glory. "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with the large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside, begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me!" Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me!" Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, that in Jesus we can receive spiritual sight. We pray, Lord, that today you would give us sight. You would help us to see the ways that you call us to be a servant and therefore a leader. We pray as a church that you would give us wisdom and knowledge as we proceed forward. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to recognize that you are our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in times of need. When everything around us seems to be in an uproar, we know that in your presence we can find peace and that we do not have to fear. Thank you, Lord, for providing the sacrifice for Abraham. We pray, Lord, that we would be a people who trust you, who know that your provision is with us, and that all things are possible with you. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.